I am, by Commonwealth law, have to confirm that I'm in fact recording presently, so everyone's being recorded right now. All right, well, we have an actual thing happened. We already did an announcement on COVID-19 a week ago, in which Katrina did great work, and we put out everyone and said we're using April 3rd as our final deadline to confirm whether we're moving forward with Philly Tech Week. That remains true, but we're watching what we've said. We were watching what governments and other bodies are announcing, and we got another one yesterday that feels like we actually should have a conversation about it. So Paige, because you actually reported on the thing, it'd be helpful if you like just debrief us on what were we actually told yesterday, and then we can talk about what its implications are for us.
Sure. So earlier in the week, the city, which from now on out is going to be having daily press conferences on updating the situation. Earlier this week, the city had said we recommend that you do not go to events larger than 5,000 people, and that anything under that was suggested to consider the option of canceling or rescheduling. As of yesterday, the city has officially said that we have within our power to tell you that every event of 1,000 or more attendees is off for the next 30 days. The reason for that is that although there's only one confirmed case of COVID-19 within the actual city of Philadelphia, there's about 45 suspected cases, meaning that those tests have been done and are now being sent out and being run through. That takes about 2 days before they have an actual diagnosis. So within the surrounding area, meaning Philadelphia and surrounding counties that we've been keeping an eye on, there's about 45 suspected cases. So for that reason, they've made the call about 1,000 or more attendees being off, and that organizers of events of 250 that range of 250 to 1,000, they're urging them to consider canceling or rescheduling. And that includes so far as events like meetups, festivals, and even church services and sporting events.
Can someone actually do the math? What is 30 days from now?
From now? I'm assuming it includes
from
weekends
yesterday,
too.
Or, yeah, whatever.
So it would be almost at mid-April.
Well, April 11th, given that March is 31 days.
Okay.
Yes, cutting it really close.
So April 11 or whatever.
Yeah.
Because like Ohio did something similar like this. Mm-hmm. Is the sense, it's not the sense that they're saying, and everyone will be great on April 11th. They're just saying that's
this is their first step in like, the attempt is that social distancing will slow down the rate at which the infection or the virus spreads. And also that if we do it faster than other countries have, like you saw Italy and China, like did not take these precautions. And so the virus spread very quickly. The thought is that if we take these precautions now before there's like an explosion in the virus, that we won't necessarily get to that pace, or we'll get to the pace where the healthcare system can handle it. So you've seen a lot of the graphs where it's showing this crazy increase of cases exploding and then dipping. And then there's a graph that it's a slower bump, but the cases will happen over a longer period of time, but at a rate that the healthcare system can handle it. So it will be less deadly for folks, which is what essentially the city is saying. If we follow these guidelines of not holding large events, practicing social distancing, they didn't say work from home, but a lot of companies are considering that. Essentially, like the city's hospitals will be able to better handle the cases as they come in, and the cases will not spread as quickly as if we didn't take these precautionary measures.
So we already canceled Network DC. I guess one thing that I'm curious about everyone's thoughts are, I've been thinking about it in like three buckets. There's the literal health concern and actual act of us bringing together a bunch of people. Then there is the perception that attendees and sponsors and organizers and like everyone involved could themselves just be wary, and whether or not it's a health concern, they could just say we don't want to be a part of or don't think we can be a part of. And then third, there's just the actual planning. We have like brain freeze for every speaker, venue, sponsor we were in midst talk to was all just stopped. So we have like phases, so even if it is like healthy, is that like anyone else's mind? This is not just a health concern, is what
absolutely. We are so close to the finish line for Philly Tech Week in terms of the logistics and getting everything together for that final bout, but rightly so, everyone is concentrated on this right now, how it affects their own organization, their employees, their customers. So everyone's triaging that right now. They're not going to necessarily be able to move forward with things that may fall lower on the priority list at the moment.
Yeah. Well, but do any of, are you having the same thing on the go on the like, is where were you when this picked up, and has are you also on like the organizer side getting a whole lot of nothing? Are we roadblocked?
Luckily, our community feels, from what I've understood about it, they feel similar to what we do. They're watching what's happening. They're paying attention to the numbers. They're listening to the city. But I'm grateful that, for the most part, they're moving along with us and waiting for our call to really figure out what's happening with this. There are a few large conferences that are figuring out contingency plans, naturally, because they do have larger crowds. But when thinking about this and thinking about our team and the editorial strategy, I'm even starting to think, like, should we have, like, this is, like, these are some safe recommendations for your events. Like, maybe not have a huge keynote gathering, or maybe spreading out your event chairs and other stuff that people are saying. So I'm keeping it all in mind, but, you know, our event organizers are, they've been very communicative with us. They're talking with us. They're talking with our venues and things. People are moving forward with their plans.
One of the things that that I think about is, like, it's not the context of whether they are a sponsor or an organizer or host venue. These are all people. And so people have different tolerances. People have different feelings about these things, and people have different personal environments that they may be trying to be more protective of. So it's really reflective of individual preferences and what they feel like they can be comfortable with, and if that's going to be, you know, seclusion, you know, self kind of imposed, or if that's going to be, you know, continuing to work around organizing an event. I think one of the things that we want to just be conscious of is, like, not just the context of how this all relates to Philly Tech Week specifically, but also just, like, the human factor and the fact that, you know, these are just, you know, people like us that are trying to deal with it both in a professional sense as well as, you know, how we deal with it at home.
If the first week of May is not perceived as a very large health concern at that point, if the curve has been flattened, if it's largely a case that tests out, and if you're feeling healthy, you're reasonably okay to go out to groups, but we've lost a bunch of planning time, could we produce Philly Tech Week the first week of May? Community organizers and ourselves. Like April, how like introducing Dev Conference?
I mean, I've been kind of just moving forward like it was happening already, and then just putting in a thing like, yeah, we'll let you know definitely when it's going to be April 3rd. I think we can still produce it if there's no health issue. I don't know if it'll be as great as it would have been if we didn't have this COVID in the middle of it, like kind of slowing things down and things like that, but I think it's doable. Yeah, I think it definitely, this has slowed things down and it presents a challenge, but I don't think it's impossible to still kick off Philly Tech Week on its original date.
I think, and I'll echo too, like, to the credit of our partners and sponsors, as Fatima and April have mentioned, you know, we were just on a call yesterday or the day before with a sponsor talking about next steps to confirm speaker logistics and all of that. So our community and our partners and sponsors are very much willing to continue this with us, knowing that there is this caveat behind all of it that if this should pose a health risk, of course we wouldn't, you know, put the community in danger, but we do still continue to see forward progress with sponsors and partners that are already on board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, I know we had like someone say like that they still want to sponsor and everything, they just don't know if they can attend. So we may end up with lower attendance numbers.
That's the other leg of it.
You know what I'm saying? Because people's companies are banning travel and And then, like, if with Introduce aiming for people, not aiming, but having people who are coming from outside of Philadelphia, if you're ready to book your flight right now, you're not going to do that. And then for you to try to book a flight 2 weeks before when you get the okay, it's going to be probably very expensive. You know
and
what I mean?
We have 100 events, and I got 15 or 20 of them have people traveling from outside or would normally have at least. Yeah, just Katrina, you and I were pumped. This meeting was at you and I had a meeting today, and there's no every fucking editorial strategy's fucked. Like, there is no.
Well, I think it's like one of the things that, like, unique situations require unique decisions and then unique opportunities. But it is that challenge of like, how do we balance all of this? Like, as a media and news organization, we're still wanting to be timely, like, talk honestly about the challenges.
Absolutely.
And at the same time, like, we are excited about everything that's behind Philly Tech Week and like all the partnerships and the you know business relationships and the community organizers who have put just so much blood, sweat, and tears into coming up and wanting to share everything.
Right.
So then, like, my role is to also tell that type of story, which is a bit of a different story than, say, like, Paige and Julie, are focused on. So it's like, we still want to be telling the story of PTW and the experience, and at the same time, it's like, every time we have had that story developed, then it seems to ring awkwardly hour by hour.
Right.
So it's like, we...
Yesterday we thought we could suddenly say, the kickoff is happening, and then
right,
3 hours later, like, we can't say this.
Right,
now,
right, because it's like, we put together so much amazing programming, we want to share that with everybody,
absolutely.
But then it's something where it's like, you know, does it make sense to share that information when people, you know, understandably have concerns, you know? So it's that, finding that balance, and then also not wanting to slow the train.
Right.
To lose out on valuable opportunity to communicate with people all of what we have been doing and is going to be available to them if they can attend.
Each time we've had, like,
one
of these conversations the last few days, or, I mean, even at this point, a couple weeks, I think it's important for us to remember there's a reason why we would go forward, that, like, the risk of a health concern coming into an economic concern, and the first way to fight any kind of economic concern is to have people actually go about their habits, to have 20,000 people go at 100 events and buy a lunch and and, like, do work together and hire people, and, like, that fights the second part of it. We're not a public health organization, so we're probably not going to do a lot on the health side, but we are very involved on the second side of it, of why we don't descend into a massive gaping hole recession. So I think that's some of the tension. I don't want to, like, immediately say everyone go into their bunker and eat beans and then the economy craters. But yeah, health concern. I think the health concern, the planning challenge, and the not wanting everyone to go away. At some point, there'll be a first event large-scale back post concern. So either early May's getting would be that, or would still be in this, like, giant hole.
Right, it could be the first event that everybody can finally come out to and be humongous and bigger than ever, which is exactly what we wanted for the 10th annual, or it could just completely fall flat because people are still balancing those health risks.
Almost further to, like, exactly what Chris was pointing out, and I was having this conversation with my husband last night. It's like, so just this, you know, this morning I had a conversation with a photographer who is an independent photographer. I want to give her business because she lost business as a result of what's going on. And at the same time, like, we had to have that honest conversation. It's like, I, like, as much as I want to be like, this is happening to support local businesses, independent artists.
That's what we're about, right.
And it's just this essential challenge where, like, we certainly don't want that flying in the face of, you know, very considerable public health concerns. And it's just that I've never seen anything like this.
Piggybacking off of the topic about momentum, as far as, like, if it was in May, like I shared with Chris earlier, there are people who didn't get to do their activations at South by Southwest, and they are not rescheduling it. They are now eager to
you know, they've spent dollars and on props and things, and they're like, we need to show this somewhere, we need to do this experiment, we need to do something. And so I think that that's something that could be said if it is in May, is that, you know, we may be the first bigger celebration to go on with the show. I think even if it's not in May and it's pushed back, we can still utilize that, the fact that there are these people out here who are probably seeking somewhere to now do these activations and programming that they didn't get to show off.
So I want to be mindful of everyone's time, because I know we all have a ton to happen right now. So the actual meeting we're having is how much of it all that city announcement should change what we've already talked about. It on Wednesday we met about this and talked about contingency plans. What would a summer postponement look like? What would a fall postponement look like? What would going forward look like? So we already have that plan. Next Wednesday we all have our next check-in point, but obviously it's feeling just like it's moving so goddamn fast that it's hard to like wait till then.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the actual gut check here of if city mandated, you know, a handful of our events cross that 1,000-point threshold. So theoretically right now, a handful of Philly Tech Week events would be illegal to take place if we were in that threshold. Another dozen or so, if not more, would be in the threshold of we sure wish you don't host that. That's a big old chunk of this thing that right now would be not allowed to happen. Does that announcement change a lot of people's opinions from what we were talking about 2 days ago, or are we still in the next Wednesday's our checkpoint?
It changes minds a little bit, only because, like Paige said, this is the beginning. You know, like they said, for now, these next 30 days, we don't want any events over 1,000. We don't know what the next announcement could be once these tests come back, these people that they've tested. If there are more cases, they may follow suit with some other cities who have canceled much small, you know, half as much. Like, I think D.C. is 500 or less or something like that. And then we
250.
Yeah, and then we're so close to April 11th being that cutoff, like the 30 days from this first announcement. We don't really know if they're going to come in and say, like, okay, let's extend this for another 2 weeks until it really, like, even if it's doing better by then, they may say it's working. Like, what if it's working? So they're like, all right, it's actually working. So now we're going to extend this for another 2 weeks because we want to pretty much try to get as close to eradicating it as possible.
Yeah.
And we're just, like, really close. We're less than a, you know.
I think internally we just have to adjust our expectations for Philly Tech Week. This is the 10th annual. We've been working on this since I've been hired, and I think that we just have to adjust our expectations. Is there going to be 100 events given, like, you know, are people switching their event formats? Can workshops be webinars?
And a week ago you were saying we're gonna have too many events, and now that quickly it changes.
Those are just the things that I feel like we just have to adjust our expectations internally and be able to communicate that out, because everyone knows, luckily there's so much overlap between our sponsors, our community organizers, our readers. This group is really engaged in what we're doing, and we are constantly having conversations with these folks. So I think adjusting our expectations internally and sharing those adjusted expectations with the community is a necessary step.
When we put out the announcement on, I don't even know what day that was
Wednesday.
Now, Monday, Wednesday, I don't know, whenever it was, we both got feedback of, thanks for that level-headed, not rushing to cancel response, and we got the, you dirty bastards, why are you not taking this seriously and canceling? We've gotten both sides of that already.
I think that also speaks to how quickly this is developing, because we talked about that internally, it was approved, we all felt good about it, and then by the time it's approved and all of that is ready to hit send, it was already outdated, so.
Mm-hmm. Neat.
Just a quick reporting update is that in about 30 minutes they'll be having their daily press conference, so things could even change in the next 30 minutes.
Oh, perfect.
Fun.
Cool. So we have our final day. I will note that I feel like it could put a lot of our partners and event organizers in a sticky situation if we drag on. So we've already set a date to make sure that we don't drag on, as April 3rd is a hard deadline, but man, it feels like it's going to come really fast, even sooner. So why don't we set, like, Wednesday we already were going to have check in on what the contingency plans are. I had some homework on what even are the options for postponement. April and Fatima, you guys already talked to venues. It's like a huge cost outlay that's already taken place. It was like a very real, like, stressful logistical question of spending $100,000 in the first quarter and then like pushing back all the planned revenue later on. That's neat. So Wednesday, I guess we will just have that check-in. It just might be a lot. It might be pushing up our timeline to talk about what the heck we're gonna have to do here.
And I sent you guys postponing the Slack chat so we can have a town hall meeting about this after we make a decision. So I'll send everyone the language that I wrote up about that based on what Katrina wrote and what you wrote, Paige. And as the state of COVID-19, where we are now, and I think we should just hold that conversation after a final decision's made, because next week it's just kind of going to be...
Yeah.
It's too in limbo, right?
Yeah. Everyone's just trying to figure things out. But I think April 6th, we can have a conversation with the community addressing their concerns, answering questions depending on what we decide or what we're able to decide by that time.
Okay. All right. Parting shots after yesterday's announcement, other than the speed, veracity, and tension has grown.
I think that we have done a great job of communicating both internally and externally. The city announcement is one that was forthcoming. There may be more announcements. Obviously, there's another press release scheduled, but I don't think it significantly changes the course that we've already determined. The timing to what we're talking about kind of overlaps a little bit, but I think we've done a great job at really thinking this out collectively and communicating effectively what we are doing and controlling what we can and realizing that there's some elements that we just have to wait and see.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Into the breach. Okay. I think we're, that's a good check-in. Neat. Yeah. Next proper check-in is Wednesday, but I'm sure we'll be talking a lot more before then. All right. Thank you, everybody. Bye.